Hi, yes, welcome everyone. And as Glenda said, you know, she's been dealing with this and we're all holding it in our hearts and in our prayers for her to get to the other side of this. But today, as you probably know, many of you probably know, it's a very special day. It is Glenda's wonderful birthday. So happy birthday, Glenda. We are here to support and love you, and we're here to be together as community. And you know, we're all dedicated to come together on this Sunday, and it's just such a beautiful thing for us that we come together to connect and to ask and to receive the blessings of Christ. And so, Glenda, we're so glad that you're here. You're always here, never not here. And so, folks, she's here. She doesn't want to use that voice as much as possible, but she may pop in, you know, and things happen and healing occurs. So we do, we are really acknowledging and thankful that Bishop Dale and our priest Stephen is here. So their lines will be open as well to share some thoughts or advice or just peek in a bit here and there. But we'd love to hear from our community today. I know there's a lot of us that want to shower you with blessings, Glenda. So if we don't have a lot of specific requests, I say we just shower you and gush all over you, because I know we have a lot of gratitude and appreciation to offer. But thank you, everyone, for being here today. It is a special day, the 4th of February, Glenda's birthday, and a possibility that a grandbaby of mine could be born today, because there's a little movement in that direction. So we'll talk more about that later and maybe offer a nice blessing for Olivia, Rashad, and family as that whole new exciting thing unfolds. So anyway, welcome. And we do have some callers. I think what we'll do here is we will just open our lines and get things rolling and see what our community wants, Glenda, and we'll move forward. We have Stormy. Stormy, I'm so glad it's you. Hi.
Oh, yeah. Well, I am too. At least all day today and half a day tomorrow. But, you know, I'd like to give blessings of friendship. I've been talking about some friends of mine, and Glenda knew these people casually, Michael and Cricket Pettigrew. And I've been talking about them for a while with people and found out that a week or so they both passed away within a couple of days of each other. They were about 4 or 5 years younger than I was, but they were really good friends for well over 20 years. And I just wanted to give a blessing to friendships and how they welcomed me into their home and their lives and so many things that we did together. There was a time when I would sleep in their store called Earth Touch in Fort Worth, and had a lot of crystals in it and Native American stuff. And people would come in and go, you know, wow, all these crystals, they just bring all the emotions out of us. But Stormy, you sleep there. How do you do that? And I says, well, that's easy. This is family for me.
Oh.
And my relationship with rocks, I do angelic and all kinds of stuff, but I'm really more of an elemental than anything. I can hold any rock in my hand, and I've had tears of joy come to my hand, to my eyes, because I can feel the life that is there.
Hmm.
And you know, that friendship, my friendship with nature, My ability to create everywhere that I go, all the healing modalities and music and systems that I do, and wherever I have traveled, Arkansas, New Mexico, so many people just invite me to stay in their homes with them right off the bat. I'm just a welcome guest in everybody's home upon sight. And that's that friendship. Like Will Rogers once said, I never met a person I didn't like. And I took that to heart, being from Fort Worth, Will Rogers from Coliseum is, and I always took that to heart to think, well, I would like to be that kind of a person. I never met a person I didn't like.
Well, that's Stormy, because you always see the good in people, and you know, we should all strive to be such good friends like you, because friendship is not always easy sometimes, but it's so important. And boy, do we have a friend with you and with Yeshua and this community. So thank you for reminding us about the power and the beauty of friendship and how we need to nurture it and feed it. And it's important.
Yeah, when I got to Inner Peace Movement, the lady that gave me my gift order and my spiritual thrust, which is New Beginnings, and she says, she wrote it down that I need to see something good in everything that I see. And I can see the bad, yes, but I need to see something good if I'm going to have any kind of life here on earth. And I practiced and practiced that until one of my ministers said, Stormy, how do you see the good in everything? Everything that I do. And, but I practiced and practiced and practiced. And it comes from practicing, seeing, you know, the good. I can see the bad. I know that's there, but
really?
I also see the good. You know, Saddam Hussein, who the
have
world just hated, I see only the good in him.
You're seeing with great eyes there, Stormy.
Yes.
The eyes that are beyond
my heart.
Physically.
It's with my heart that I see so much more because I've been able to love myself and open myself up to who I am. And by seeing the good in other people, I get to see the good in me.
Oh, amen. Well, thank you,
yeah.
Stormy. We're so glad you're here today bringing your special love to our community and always reminding us about the important things. So thank you so much.
All righty. And as usual, next.
Thank you. Okay, Stormy, that's awesome. We have, is 512, is this Nancy?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Nancy.
Indulge me, please, for Glenda. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Glenda. Happy birthday to you.
I do that again. Oh, God, somebody did it.
Wow.
That
was great.
Thank you. That's funny.
All those people who are doing their taxes.
Oh, gosh, that's a
please keep us in your hearts and don't let us lose our minds too much.
A great blessing, for sure. One of those necessary things of the world, right?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I'm
death and taxes, but I'm getting money back this year. Anyway, Glenda, I'm thinking of trying to think of all the little crazy things you can do to help get things out of your chest and you know, and to return it back to God. Cayenne pepper. I do that every now and then for my blood circulation. And I put it in a water in a shot glass and I chuck it down. And it clears my sinuses. It clears up, you know, any congestion I may have. I don't know. It may help. It may not. It might kill you. I don't know. But let's try something.
No, that's great.
We get you back.
It's actually one of the ingredients in fire cider. They mix it with cayenne or any of those hot things to sort of, like, get things moving, right?
Right. And also cayenne has a way of opening the blood vessels, clearing the blood vessels, and strengthening them. So there you go. The usual blessings. My sister has started the umbilical cord stem cells treatment, and so far so good. She
Good.
Sounds great. So, and I'll be seeing her soon. So, she just, I go, let me do my taxes first. And then I'll be, you know, there. But anyway, so
that's
I'm
good
just
news.
Trying to get myself together so that I can take care of her.
Well, that's good so, news.
Good.
There you go. And I'm so
Thank
excited
you.
About the grandbaby. I hope it's today. But
so so does she. She wants Wanda's birthday, 2424. Absolutely.
You're right. All right.
Well, thank you, Nancy.
And Stormy would say, next.
Thank you, and thank you for singing. I thought about unmuting everybody and all of us in chorus. So I think we... I have a feeling everybody sang with you when their line was muted. So happy birthday, and thank you, Nancy. We have Caroline. Hi, Caroline. Welcome. We're so glad you're here.
Hey. Well, I was picked at the post. I was going to say happy birthday and even sing happy birthday to Glenda, 79, wonderful. And I hope you got, I sent some stuff to you, the little gift. I hope you got that. Yes, good. And again, I'm sure other people are going to have the same blessing or already have, but my blessing today is for you and for your health, and that this respiratory issue goes away and dissolves and you get perfect health. That's my wish and my hope for, and I'm sure it's everybody in the community wishing the same thing.
Amen.
Thank you, Carolyn. Thank you.
Yeah, and we all love you, and you know, we're all blessing you as much as we can, and wishing
oh,
you lots of health and happiness in the future. And that's really it. I'll
yes.
leave the line clear for other folks. Okay.
Thank you.
Love you all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love you too, Caroline.
And
Thank
Caroline.
You so much.
Thanks for
okay.
the beautiful chocolate. Thanks for the beautiful
yes.
chocolate. I did.
Thank you.
They did not send a note with it. So until you spoke up, I did not know who those were from. So
well, yeah,
I figured it would come up today.
Yes, I mean, I knew I wanted to give you chocolate because that's one of my favorite things. And I didn't know if you like milk or dark, so I think that's a mix of the two, right?
Oh, it's
Are you a milk chocolate person or a dark chocolate person, Glenda?
Most of the time dark.
Most of the time dark, just like me. But anyway, I hope you like them. And they wouldn't put a gift card in there. So, but anyway, so be it.
No,
and I'm looking forward to I'm sorry, I don't think I'll be able to come to, if you do the session, the blessing recap session next week, I don't think I'm going to be able to do that because I put off a trip till that week, but if it gets postponed another week, then I can. So I don't know what the feeling is on that. If you need an extra week to recuperate, say you're in tip-top shape for the final one.
Yes, I will keep everyone posted. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, love you all. Love you in particular. Love you, Glenda. And you know, many blessings.
Amen. Thank you so much, Caroline. And chocolate is good for the throat. So, Glenda,
yes.
I hope you enjoy that. We have Susan here. Hi, Susan. Your line is open.
Body, and of course, house is wishing Glenda the happiest of birthdays. I don't know if you get it, but I sent you an email and wishing you a happy birthday. So I did that earlier, but there was no way I wouldn't be on the call, and certainly hope that this little grandbaby is born today. I like 2424.
Yeah.
I will look for your email, Susan.
Yeah. I definitely, you know.
I've not received it yet, but I'm not very active right now, so I may have missed it. But I'll check it. It won't be lost.
Good. And then my a dear friend whose child had her first baby had that preeclampsia. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right. And they had to out, and the baby is 3 pounds, was a few days ago, 3 pounds, 3 ounces. But she showed me a picture, and she's feisty. You could just see that. Wow. You know, just things with herself and her parents. And
yeah. That's scary when they're so little, you know? And they have to take them quickly with the eclampsia, and it gets a little bit little bit touchy. But that's wonderful. What's the baby's name?
Do you know? Name Olivia.
Olivia.
Praying she would. Yeah, she did. Marie.
You cut out a little bit. Her name is Olivia Marie. I don't know if it's you or me, Susan, but we're you're breaking up just a bit. Could be me.
If it's let me see if I can.
There you are.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Via Marie. So this little kid, and her parents, and the happy.
Absolutely.
As Stormy says, and on to the next.
Oh, well, thank you, Susan, and thank you for being today part of our community and part of this circle today to offer blessings to Glenda especially. So we love you and have a great rest of your day. Glenda, we have – hi, beautiful Sarah. You're on the line. You're open.
Aloha, beautiful Nancy and beautiful Glenda and beloved community. I want to just first offer my blessing and my love to Glenda. Happy birthday. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We are so honored. Oh, yes. Thanks for showing us the way and how to live with such vitality and devotion to God and to life. And so I wanted to ask for a special blessing for my friend Bob for healing in his body. And I want to ask for a special blessing for all of the people in, specifically my home in Ben Lomond, California. We're experiencing some really heavy rains. And so protection for the beloved Ark, as we call our home, and for all of the people in any vulnerable weather conditions across the world, protection for all of our sacred homes.
Yeah, it's your home is so integral to your place of balance, and it's just hard when it gets ripped away. Glenda sure knows about that down in Texas and feeling the power of nature and what it can do. So, gosh, Sarah, thank you for reminding us about all these areas of the world that have challenges like this.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you both so much. God bless you.
We love you, Sarah. And how is your dad? Is everybody doing okay?
Oh, thanks for asking. Yeah, we had a beautiful church time and breakfast together. And, yeah, ongoing blessings for my dad and for all of our beloved elders.
Thank you. Yeah, we love Peter. He's in our hearts.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Cyril. We love you and have a great rest of the day and a great week coming. And may all the blessings unfold for you.
Oh, you too.
Okay. Hi, Christopher. Your line is open.
Hi, everybody. And, of course, happy birthday to you, Glenda. I sent you a card, but I think it might have gotten there late, probably tomorrow.
Oh, good.
And, yeah, just so grateful for you, Glenda. I wrote in the card, it just amazes me. As I sat there selecting this card, it hit me how someone I've never physically met before has become such an important part of my life. And it really amazes me that I've never physically met you. But for 4 years now, it's been 4 years almost, that every single Sunday. You have been there. And I have gone through so much healing and learning by being with you. And I'm just so grateful to you, Glenda, for your friendship. Yeah, it really feels like friendship and in a divine way. You've really helped me.
It is. And I feel the same way about you. One thing, hey, maybe I can say one sentence here. We've never met Christ unless we lived 2,000 years ago. But don't we feel his reality in our life?
Amen.
That's because of his commitment to us. There's something about commitment to one another that carries a value greater than gold.
Mm.
When, you know, even in countries that are impoverished, have very, very little progress to hope for. Maybe they're anxious for freedom, for development. But when what they have is assured and protected by their culture, their way of life, and their leadership, they feel wealthy. They feel wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
At night, I am just loving, don't know if I'll hold out much longer, watching some little dance videos from Ghana. And they're comedic. They're delightful, athletic, unbelievably joyful. And I feel that, you know, these people barefoot in clay dirt, picking it up, spreading a blanket on the ground, having their meal on the ground, and even having little food fights with each other, and then dancing about it. It's like, oh my gosh, that's what we could have if we were just less concerned about options and progress, and more concerned about devotion.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you so much for providing that space where we can actually repeatedly come back in devotion to one another.
Exactly.
I mean,
you know,
yeah.
We're here. We're family. We're community. And even if I can't be here on one or more occasions, I almost always am. Somebody will be here for you because we belong to each other.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, thank
it's
you.
Like the higher,
go ahead.
Oh, I was just thinking it's like a higher reality, higher vision of heaven and earth, of how we can really be with each other and, you know, not getting caught up in the world of matter, if you will. And so thank you, Glenna, for that beautiful image of the Ghana people. And Christopher, are you going to say something?
Yeah, well, Glenda, I had really pretty bad, you know, lung and bronchial things growing up for year after year after year. And maybe about 6 or 7 years ago, I found this formula that kind of gave me a breakthrough. And I just wanted to mention it to you. It's from Herbs Etc. It's called Low Viral, LOVIRAL. It helped me get through a really, really stubborn one when I moved, from California to the desert, and it was lasting for months. And then after that, I just keep it on hand. So anytime I start to feel that, you know, I take it, and I've had friends that swear by it as well. So I just wanted to offer it in case it's something that is
mm-hmm.
on your radar. For low viral, LOVIRAL, and you can get it through Herbs Etc. I usually get the tincture. I think it's easier to dose myself. And anyways, just wanted to mention that, and I hope it helps if you choose to use it. And I also wanted to offer a blessing for my beautiful friend, canine friend, who's half wolf, and her name is Kay Aina, and she had a real emergency situation this week where she had to go to the 2.5 hours away to the emergency clinic. Her stomach had turned around inside her chest cavity in her abdomen. So they had to put a big incision and they got everything back to normal. And I saw her the other day. She got back after 2 days and she's doing great. But her and her mama, Raina, who's a very, very, very good Christian friend of mine, it's just been a hard time. And I just pray for them. I pray for Kaina's recovery and I pray for Raina to keep feeling the love of Christ and the peace that comes with that as she's tending to Kaina and also going through a move, a big move right now. Bless them. And then my last blessing request is just that I feel such a deep compassion for those who long to know Christ. And I want to send out a blessing to all those who long deep in their heart to know Christ, to have a direct experience of him. And especially those who've been harmed by religion, who maybe closed down part of their heart to Christ because of that experience. And I feel part of my ministry in life is to serve those people and to help bring Christ to them. So I pray for them and I pray for the ministry that is being developed in me to become somewhat of an emissary and sharing that light with people who might not otherwise be touched by it. So those are my requests for today. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, thank you, Christopher.
Oh, thank you, Christopher. Thanks. I will check out that remedy.
It's worked for me and a lot of my friends, Glenda. It's like one of those miracle cures.
I will check it out.
I hope it works.
And Glenda, okay. I've written it down so I can make sure to pass it on to you. So.
Okay, thank you.
You know, take some big doses for a few days, you know?
Yeah. And thank you. Thank you so much, Christopher, for being a part of our family here. And I love your prayer for everyone who wants to know Christ. It's such a beautiful prayer, and it just goes right to my heart. So, and I know you're going to really be the light that brings that to so many. So.
Thanks, Nancy. Appreciate you so much.
Okay, we have more callers, Glenda. We have Stephen. Hi, Stephen.
Hi. Can you hear me, Nancy?
We can hear you. How are you today?
We're good. Thank you. Just wanted to call in and give Glenda our heartfelt gratitude. And thank you for your birthday today. Wendy's working. She's half a year younger than Glenda. She was born in September, a Virgo. But she wanted me to tell you how much she really appreciates all that you've done and send you her wishes.
Oh, that's beautiful. Glenda, I hope you're feeling all this love. It's really lovely.
Yes, I do. Thank you, Stephen.
He doesn't have to talk.
Right.
Thanks, Nancy.
Oh, thank you. It's just so great that you're here and give Wendy our love too. And I know Glenda's really feeling it to the full. So thank you so much. Is there anything else that you want to have a blessing for, Stephen?
No. Just the call-in is a blessing enough.
Oh, thank you, Stephen. Well, have a wonderful day, and we love you, and look forward to being together with you next week. So, and we'll be here today for the rest of the call. Here we go, Glenda. We have Linda. Linda, you're calling from far away, aren't you?
I am, and I've only just come onto the call, and I'll be short because it is a work day. I'm at work to the side, though, quietly. Look, I heard the last call, obviously, to know about that Glenda's feeling under the weather now, and, of course, all our love. God, I've been saying prayers for you and just the fullest of recovery and speed and love and light. And I'm thinking of you, and here she is showing up once again, you know, regardless of conditions. So, you know, Glenda, just all our love and support, and holding you in that. Thank you so much. My blessing as well today is just quickly my younger son, who is been unemployed for a while, is going to some job interviews and having another one actually today. So I just pray for his support and that God's will happen. And if this is good, supportive environment for him, somewhere where he can just thrive, hoping the best outcome all around for him. And if not, that the next opportunities will continue to show up for him. So I'm just praying for that support for him, and blessing to all of you for whatever your desires and needs are.
Oh, thank you, Linda. We'll be thinking of your son. It's, you know, the right one will happen. It just, especially because you're asking on his behalf so specifically and you care so much. I just know that something really perfect is going to come up for him.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I feel that, and I hope whenever it will happen, but that will be a smooth transition. And it might be in another country, but whatever it will happen. And I'm sure it will be the best place for him. So thank you. And look, I will run. I have to go, but God bless you all. Love you much.
Love you too. Thank you, Linda.
Okay.
Glenda, we have Aria. Aria, can you hear us? Your line is open.
Yes, I can. I want to say happy birthday. I want to wish Glenda the best and all the love and blessings you've given to all of us may be returned to you a millionfold in the name of Christ. Absolutely. Yes, wishing you feel much, much better.
That's a good way to heal. All those blessings right back at you, Glenda. That's great, Aria.
Right. Yeah.
How are you today, Aria?
I'm good, thank you. I just want to ask for a blessing for my dog, Jamie. He's really struggling. He has one blocked nose or nair, and he so he's struggling to breathe, and he has a little heart condition. So just, you know, when it's time. I'm not going to go through the whole vet thing where they want you to spend thousands of dollars that I don't have, you know, go through all that stuff. But he's hanging in there. He just struggles to breathe. His appetite is great.
Okay.
He's hanging in there.
We will definitely add him to our blessing today.
Thank you. Thank you. Much love.
Much love to you. Okay, Glenda, we have Iman.
Hello, Iman.
Can you hear me? Oh, aloha. I'm so happy to be here, especially on this special day. I wasn't planning to call in, but I have to because this is the one day in a whole year. I get to say happy birthday, Glenda. Happy birthday. You mean a lot to me and to all of us, but personally to me, you're like my blessed mother on earth, spiritual mother. So I just want to let you know that. Send you all my love, embrace you in my heart, that you may heal and be restored to your strong and wholesome self again soon. God bless you, and thank you so much. Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha. Oh, that's beautiful. I think everybody's echoing that, Iman, and it's true. I think of her, Glenda, you like a blessed mother, too, and I have the angel painting here in my room, and it makes me think of that you're the angel holding me. And so you hold all of us, and it's a big holding. And so sometimes she takes a little bit of our stuff on, I feel. So we're going to be there to have you, to help you to clear this and know that you're here held in all of our arms. We do all love you and adore you and have that emotion of deep connection.
I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Oh, what a great blessing. Thank you, Iman. Did you have a blessing for yourself or anyone in your family?
For myself, I feel I am blessed. Thank you, God. I have become more humbled, and I require much less, as I think Glenda has mentioned, that when you find your love and purpose, you need less, and I do feel that. And I am blessed, and I thank God. I send blessings to everyone, all humanity, all life on earth, all life on earth in this time of change. So that's pretty much it. God bless everyone.
Thank you, Iman. We're so glad you called today. Okay, Glenda, we have a clear board, so folks, we can we have time here for anybody that has a request or just wants to share a wonderful blessing that was answered or some gratitude and appreciation for something in your life, particularly our beautiful Glenda. So we are open and feel free to jump on. Otherwise, we've got Stephen here and Dale, if either of you, I've got your lines open. If you want to share anything.
Nancy, I have one this week.
Okay.
If you guys remember a few weeks ago, I called in Master Blessing for Mary.
Yes.
So I have an update. And she has started a chemotherapy. And we've lost her hair at this point. And my brother and his son both shaved their heads in solidarity. So she's going through rough times, and she's staying strong. I'd like to maybe a new blessing for her journey.
Absolutely. And especially when you're not feeling well and sick. I think you and I have talked about this before, that it's so hard to kind of get through all the other things because it's hard not to just focus on what you're dealing with. And that's, let her know that we have her in the blessing and to receive that blessing, because it's so good to ask. So thank you, Stephen. And I'm so glad you've given us reports, and hopefully we'll be hearing some good reports, that the things are working out for her.
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you for Mike Beth.
Thank you.
And let's see, we have, let me go back to the Q&A here. We have Francesca. Thank you, Stephen. We love you. Now we have Francesca. Your line is open. Hi, Francesca. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. It's nice to hear your voice. I wanted to wish Glenda a happy birthday, and I hope you feel better soon. I'm a little under the weather myself as well, but I'm starting to feel a little better. But I just wanted to say thank you so much to Glenda and to you, Nancy, for everything you do. It's just so appreciated. So I just wanted to say thank you.
Mm. Such a wonderful, simple prayer, isn't it? Thank you. I just love it. And thank you, because that sure makes me feel, wow, you appreciate me. And I know we all appreciate Glenda and we appreciate each other. And it's such a good feeling to feel like someone appreciates you. I just love that. Thank you for telling us that, Francesca. Is there anything you need in your life? How is your work situation?
It's there. I think I would love to ask another blessing for my work situation. I feel like I've gotten so much wonderful guidance, in these calls. So I feel like I've just really, been helped and supported. And it's just really meant a lot to me, so thank you.
Good. Well, that's wonderful, because I do think of that sometimes, because sometimes I get in these situations with my own work, and I think we're sort of kindred spirits with some of those things that can go on, and there are ways to kind of move through them, and I'm glad to hear that it's getting better, so that's good.
I think so. I think the thing is that, sometimes, I think so. I think it is. So anyhow. I'm very grateful, so thank you.
Well, another blessing won't hurt, that's for sure.
That's right. Absolutely.
Well, thank you for calling in, and you get better too. It seems like crud is going around the whole country. I don't know.
Sounds that way, yeah.
Well, God bless you. And we do have another caller. We have Lorraine. Hi, Lorraine.
Hi. I wanted to join everyone in wishing Glenda beautiful, beautiful birthday blessings ongoing. And what keeps being on my consciousness as I listen to the call is, Glenda, I hope your cats are giving you their magical healing juice. So I hope they're helping. So that's all I had to say. Yeah.
Like, Glenda, can you purr on that one? her cats are like her little baby, and they I think just come in the room.
I have a funny reply to give to that. One of my cats thinks I'm becoming a dog because of the barking. And he runs away and looks at me with bright eyes like, huh? Am I supposed to worry about this?
God,
that's pretty funny. Well, they do bring you a lot of love and a lot of fun. I know that you smile a lot because of them, Glenda. So.
Yeah.
Well, they are my kids.
They are. And Lorena, how are you? Is everything well with you?
Yes, I'm doing well. I'm out in the yard with my older cat, and I have an 8-month-old kitten, and things are going pretty well. The kitten loves to play during my morning meditation time, so I have to play so he can get all that energy out. So it's very sweet.
Hey, Jasmine, say hi to Glenda. Wish her a happy birthday.
Oh, I heard that.
Anyway, the cat kingdom is their healing vibes to you, Glenda. So many blessings.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, our animals certainly are our friends. It kind of ties back to Stormy and, you know, lots of thoughts on animals today and our little pets and doggies that are not doing well and kitties. And so thank you for bringing that to mind, our beautiful animal world that blesses us. So thank you, Lorraine, and we hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Yes, everyone else too. Thank you.
God bless you. Okay, folks, we are still open. It's getting closer to 4. Glenda, I don't know if you want to keep the line open for a little bit more or because of how you're feeling today. We've got Helen in here. Let me open her line. Hi, Helen. Can you hear us? Whoops. Helen, jump back in. I think I nicked you off. Let's go to attendees.
Let's go to attendees.
Okay, where's Helen? Let me see what happened there. Okay, Helen, can you hear us now?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can, Helen.
Good, I want a big blessing for Glenda that she gets all the time she needs to finish her work, all the books she wants to write, and that she may somehow move along and, you know, see her catch through. So they're old ladies themselves.
Okay. Yes, we are meant to live old, and that's 79 is young. That's like, isn't that like the new 59 or 60 or something?
I was thinking zinc.
Yeah.
Zinc is a good to take. I don't know if you're taking
it. No, I am.
Okay. All right, there you go.
I'm middle age. I'm just middle-aged.
That's right.
It's all factored on what's the midpoint of how long you expect to live. So, I'm just nicely middle-aged.
I know some people will be 120, very few, but still. I hope that you live a long, healthy life and that you have Christ up. Well, Christ is in charge of you, so he's there to make sure you get what you need.
Always.
Always.
Well,
God.
You know. When they want to take me, they'll take me.
Yeah, but
right now, I'm just kind of figuring on 120 and what's the half of 120. Okay? that's 60. So I'm kind of getting towards the, you know, the backside of middle age.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I love the title of the new book, The Only Way Out Is Up. I mean, that is such a classic. I mean, what a name. What a name for a book. That is so fantastic.
You're going to love it.
I can't wait to get my hands on it.
Right.
Okay. I'm getting back to work soon.
Thank you, thank you. Okay, that's all I have to say for now. Thank you.
Got to be quiet.
Thank you, Helen. Let me see if I can mute you here in a different way. Oh, no, because I'd shut you off, and so I had to get to bring you in a different way. So thank you, Helen. Okay, let's see if we have any more callers. We don't. So, Glenda, we are ready to move into our blessing. If that feels right for you, can you talk at all?
Well, I can talk, as you know, I can talk for like about 30 seconds and then I fall apart.
Okay. Well, then I'm just going to
help. What we want to do, just guide everybody. What we want to do, Nancy, is we want to stretch out. We want to take deep breaths. We want to get into our four square breath. And then I will do my very best to offer a prayer to Yeshua. And, okay. And
that's perfect.
I thought if I can't make the distance on that, maybe you will add a line or two.
Absolutely.
Bishop Dale can add a line or two. Father Stephen can add a line or two. And we'll get the job done. Okay.
Sounds perfect. So that's it, everyone.
Right.
We are ready to move into our blessing. And as Glenda said, it's always about just, you know, being here, you and God, and being in your heart, and just sort of being at peace and putting everything away. And the first thing she always has us do is stretch and relax and work out the kinks, moving our head and neck and arms, and kind of getting our body into that receptive, relaxed state, and not crossing our legs or any body parts, and sort of being in that receiving mode. And we always try to get into a prayerful, meditative state. So everybody just breathe in deeply and then just let it all go. And then just move some things around if you're feeling anything particular. If it's in your neck, just turn your head side to side, moving your arms back and forth, maybe circling them a little to release that shoulder. Moving side to side, because we're going to be receiving that energy, as Glenda always tells us, all through our body, coming down and all the way through. So do the best that you can to be here, to establish this really strong position with faith and love in your body, and being ready to receive. And she generally has us start with our four square breath. And Glenda, if you can talk a little bit about that, if you feel good.
I'll do my best.
I think you...
It's just the two phases of breath put into four segments. You're going to exhale, wait. Inhale, wait. Simple as that. Except you're going to be mindful about it. And you realize that this is the breath of life. This is the way life is. We give. We allow our gift to be received. We take a gift back for ourselves. We take time to receive it and assimilate it. And then we go again. All of life is this. It's about giving, embracing, waiting, receiving, receiving, using, getting ready to give again. And so in order to make this very real to you, we kind of like draw the path around a box, a square box. We move on one side of the box to the count of four. And it's your count of four, not mine, because we all have different rhythms. We wait to the count of four. Your count of four.
And then we inhale to the count of four. And we wait to the count of four. Being mindful of everything, how it feels, how you feel giving, how you feel being nourished, any joy, any gratitude, whatever you feel is fine. And that's the four square breath. I got to rest my voice for a minute. Nancy?
Thank you, Glenda. So let's all practice that here now, being mindful and allowing it to just penetrate. Giving and receiving, pausing, releasing, and gratitude and appreciation for this blessing that we're about to receive, and the blessing that we're going to be giving to the world, and the blessings that we are to each other. So continue your four square breath, and Glenda will do her best, and then we'll pick up if we need to, as she offers her prayer.
Blessing givers, will you stand with me, please? Yeshua, you know my voice is not very strong right now, but my heart is strong. My love is strong, and yours is stronger than all of us put together. We reach into your mighty heart, your great soul, to bring our community into union there. For, as you said, any who are joined together in my name, there I will be also. We invoke your promise to us now to be with us. And as you come, we greet you with gratitude and praise. So much love and appreciation. We know that you have heard the prayer and request of everyone, and you will be there for them. But on behalf of the rightness of requesting, we thank you and we ask you to be here and fulfill our request of blessing. And also, we request for those around the world who don't know that they can ask. We ask for them. There are so many who need so much. Mm-hmm. And the tragedy is everything is already given, waiting for them to receive. So we ask that their faith be strengthened, their spirits made bold and confident, that they may walk forth in faith and receive all the blessings that are available to change their life and bring their world into peace and prosperity. We ask that you be with the children, as always. Hold them and take them to yourself, that they may know they're loved. We ask that you greet those who are coming home today. And you be with those who are newly arriving this day, that they may know they are being received into the arms of love. And now I will simply ask all of this in your name, forever and ever. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin conducting the energy of the blessing now together. Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. Now it's time to go and rest. Just lie down flat, like a bed or a mat on the floor, a sofa. I want you horizontal, because no part of your body should be above any other part. It's all equal in the sight of God. Okay? Don't think anymore. For at least 7 minutes, just lay there. And it's okay if you fall asleep. It's not okay to think. It's not okay even to pray, because that will form words in your mind. Just be silent. Allow God to write on the whiteboard of your life. Then get up. Get on with your day. Enjoy your day. And as the hours and days roll past, look for the blessings as they come. Okay? Thank you so much for being with me today and for all of your great wishes. I love you all so dearly. And bye-bye for now.